Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
It's May Day. Did you get your little baskets filled with flowers ready,
no,
Katie?
No, it's the candy. It's like little mints, like wedding mints and flowers. Hard candy. And then you put it in a little netting basket. And then
that's
you put
May Day.
It
it's
on somebody's door. And then you knock and you run away.
Candy? Of
like,
course you're going to be
May
thinking
Day.
Of candy.
What?
It's
that's
supposed
what
to be flowers.
Do. No, it's not. It's supposed to.
I think it's flowers.
In North Dakota, it was candy. It was the wedding mints.
Is it because flowers don't grow in North Dakota?
Maybe it was still frozen.
So it's flowers, treats, or small gifts.
Thank
so
you.
We're both right.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a way to welcome spring, celebrate friendship, and spread cheer.
We loved
I'm
May
spreading
Day.
Spreading cheer. Yeah, I got my baskets ready. I went to Hobby Lobby last night.
No, you did not.
I'm ready to drop them. You're also supposed to do the May pole dance.
The maypole.
Yep. Wow, yes. you perked up on
absolutely.
Pole dancing. it's to celebrate fertility, the return to life and to the land and the start of summer.
No, I remember this. Like, as a kid, this was a big deal in North Dakota. Like, we did the maypole dance. We did the little baskets on people's doorsteps. Like,
that's how you made money for college.
It was a big deal.
They say the pole does represent, you know, fertility in a very phallic symbol,
yeah,
according to this story.
Yeah.
Well, no wonder men are still full of themselves.
You take the streamers, like everybody has a little streamer, and you walk around the pole, and it,
you wrap
the pole. Yes.
This is why guys are the
wrap
way they
it up.
Are. Because we celebrate giant poles on May 1st.
Exactly. You know
if you can't find a good guy, you know, all you find is guys full of themselves, it's because of May Day.
Happy
this is
May
why.
Day.
Jeez. It's funny because as we're celebrating the phallic pole, today is also National No Pants Day today.
Oh,
so
let's go. Celebrating.
Celebrate.
No, I'm just
celebrate. Zip. Here we
go. Let's
go. Hey, you got to be on an airplane today. Don't celebrate
that. I know. Not celebrating yet.
Nuggets are done. Mm. All right. There's that. Other things going on in May. We got some movies coming out. Devil Wears Prada 2 is coming out. Mortal Kombat 2 is coming out. I'm excited about
that
one.
Devil Wears Prada looks so good, though.
Yeah, it's fine.
No, it looks really good.
Like, really?
Critics are split, but I think true fans of the movie will absolutely love it. Hmm. I mean, it's coming back to
the big
screen.
They've waited a long time for that one, too.
Boy,
exactly.
I've been waiting on. Yeah, I'm on the edge of my seat. Star Wars, The Mandalorian, and Grogu's coming out. A show called The Sheep Detectives.
Oh.
Somebody out there with
that
a fetish is going to love that one.
Hey.
Big holidays this month, Cinco de Mayo. It's fallen on a Taco Tuesday this year.
We love that.
Mother's Day on the 10th, Memorial Day, and May the 4th is happening. Teacher's Day, Armed Forces Day, National Hamburger Day. A lot of things going on.
Heads up to you both. May 4th, our boss's birthday.
Oh, yes. I know.
Remember.
Not, I just talked to him yesterday. He's not going to be here, so I was like, oh, good, because I forgot.
Oh, no.
Oh, I got to get you something. Oh. So for some reason, last night on Jeopardy, they had their 97-year-old announcer, old Johnny Gilbert, who's been around forever on Jeopardy. He was reciting pop lyrics as clues to the game board. You want to hear some of these?
Yeah.
I kind of got a giggle out of these. Here you go.
I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. If you want to be my lover, you got to get with my friends. Wiggle, 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 wig. Yeah, yeah, do the wiggle, man. I do the wiggle, man. Yeah, I'm sexy and I know it.
I'll give you one more.
But ooh, 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 this time I'm telling you, we are never, ever, ever getting back together.
That with all songs.
I know. I
That's
want to,
fabulous.
I want him to be part of a contest or something
I know.
That we do here where he just recites the lyrics.
That
Where's
funny.
That second one?
Wiggle, 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 wig. Yeah, yeah, do the wiggle, man. I do the wiggle, man. Yeah, I'm sexy and I know it.
I'm going to save that right now.
You need to.
I'm going to save it. There we go. Love it. Okay, so we were talking, was it yesterday? I think we were, the day before at least, how the Friends cast is still making residuals off the TV series to the tune of $20 million a year.
Yeah.
Well, Jodie Sweetin from Full House came out, and she said, yeah, she gets residual checks from time to time. Her latest one? One penny.
No.
One penny.
No.
She says there's no syndication anymore because it's all on streaming. Who gets paid for that? Nobody gets paid for that. Well, the Friends cast is getting paid. Why isn't little Jodie Sweetin getting paid?
I know.
Paid?
Don't do Stephanie like that.
Well, they probably, because she was a child actor, kind of screwed her on that, right?
Yeah, but she was there for 8, 10 years. I don't know.
I mean, that's how we know her. How rude.
What was I just going to ask you what her catchphrase was. How rude.
Pin a rose on your nose.
Do you know that I follow her on Instagram?
Oh, so
and
do I.
From time to time, keep an eye out. I make comments on her her Instagram posts, and the only thing I comment is, how rude.
Yeah. It's perfect.
But she loves that.
Let me give you one more thing.
Sure, she never hears this.
Jennifer Lopez just created a LinkedIn account to promote her new upcoming Netflix movie. It's called Office Romance. She updated her profile with the fictional jobs that she's held in some of her movies. This is great marketing. So she, for example, listed luxury wedding planner from The Wedding Planner. Maid at some hotel from Maid in Manhattan.
Yep.
And international pop star from Marry Me.
Oh, and Selena.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
She was Selena, too.
Anyway, I watched the trailer this morning for this Office Romance. It comes out June 5th on Netflix, and I want to watch it.
Does it look good?
Brett Goldstein is in it, who you might know him as Roy Kent from Ted Lasso, and he's in Shrinking. You look him up. He's a comic. He's a fantastic actor. He's in Ted Lasso. Oi, for those of you that watch it. Oi. It's one of these movies. I'm like, I'm going to sit on the couch with Nick Nack and enjoy a rom-com because it looks really, really good.
Okay, now that's the stamp of approval. I need to watch it because you saying a rom-com is something you're looking forward to.
I'm
going to
do it.
That's saying something.
A date evening on the couch with Jer Bear.
Okay.
Oi. Anything else sports related?
Yeah, we got something here. Yes, the Nuggets lost. That's a bummer. But the sports you really want to hear about is a world record that was just broken a little bit earlier this year and came out. The news came out yesterday. 23-year-old German YouTuber Tuleco, I hope I'm saying that pronouncing it correctly. He just set the world record for solving a Rubik's Cube in the fastest time ever while skydiving.
I don't even know
how you think of these things. He said he started solving Rubik's Cubes when he was younger, and then he wanted to learn how to skydive, and he's like, I just put the two together. Well, he broke the world record by 5 seconds. The previous record was 28 seconds. He solved it in 23, and he said, well, the biggest fear I had was dropping it mid-fall. But he free fell, solved the Rubik's Cube, pulled that chute, and landed safely, and now he has a world record by the Guinness World Records. If you ever have a kid out there that they want to play soccer or football or basketball,
Give them a Rubik's Cube.
And send them out of plane.
That's where it's at.
That's how you really accomplish things, kids. Or you take two local businesses and you team them up for an amazing combo, like Little Man and Bird Call.
More Little Man
local stuff. Okay,
you're
going to
love
it.
All about Little Man this
week. I love them. I love them, but they have come out with an amazing chicken and waffle combo.
Okay, now you got me.
So the salted maple chicken and waffle sandwich is going to be available for May and June at all Bird Call locations across Colorado, Arizona, and Texas for just under $11. What? I am all about this. Again, both Bird Call and Little Man were started right here in Colorado, and they're both just paving the way for not only being great businesses, but helping out their local community, which is why I love them, and the fact that they teamed up to make this amazing chicken sandwich. I cannot wait to try it. So again, May and June is when we can do that, because it is limited time only.
Okay, act now while supplies last.
Get on your chicken and waffles, yo. Okay, Colorado has banned the pet store sale of dogs and cats. This is
you can't go
deal.
To a pet store and get a dog or a cat anymore?
So Governor Jared Polis signed this on Wednesday, and so starting January 1st, it's going to take effect, but it prohibits pet stores from selling, leasing, bartering, auctioning, or otherwise transferring ownership or a dog or cat. I mean, they had to cover all their bases.
I'll give you some chicken and waffles for that chihuahua.
They had to cover all their bases.
I see why they're doing this, because a lot of those puppies come from puppy mills, puppy farms. Same with the cats.
Yes, and here's the thing. They're still allowing pet stores to house dogs and cats available for adoption through local shelters. So
I like
they're,
that.
They're
That's
trying
good.
To make them still viable,
it's
right?
Still a pet store.
Exactly. Like we want, but they've got to crack down on the puppy mills.
The puppy mills, that is disgusting.
Because that's the thing. I know there's good people on both sides.
Yep.
I know there's people who, you know, it is their job with the dogs and the cats and the breeding, and they cover all their bases and they do such a good job. And then there's people who don't. And that's what this is protecting, those dogs and cats.
That's good.
Who, you know, so I do like this law, but again, January 1st is when it goes into effect.
My Boston Terrier, Sully, who he had for many, many years, he was a Southwest Plaza pet store puppy. Have we all been there in the past where you go in to get something? You go to Dillard's and you come home with a puppy?
Come home with a puppy, absolutely.
That's what happened to us. I mean, we went in for something else and saw that little puppy in the window and we came home with it. I believe we also got, like, back in the 90s or 80s, good God, a cat from that pet store as well. Yeah. And both of those animals lived a very, very long time.
Absolutely. And again, there's
they were healthy.
A lot of...
Well, yeah. I've told you about Sully.
Yeah.
Poor the guy. Oddly yeah. placed booty hole. But,
yeah.
But other than that, great dog.
Yeah, that wasn't his fault. Yeah. Not his fault.
No.
But then also a lot of fun things for you to do this weekend, okay? It's going to be a very busy weekend. Speaking of animals, Denver's Furry Scurry's one of them. Thousands expected to be at Wash Park tomorrow morning. That starts at 9. The Cinco de Mayo Festival. Downtown all weekend as well. And did you know there's a Cinco de Mayo community parade?
I'm in it.
Yeah, are you?
Yeah.
Front and center.
Front and center.
Well, you better be there early. It starts at 11, okay?
Your Majesty will be up front.
There we go. You are the parade conductor. 3 blocks west of the Denver City and County Building is where that gets going. And then there's lots of farmers markets that start up this weekend. So City Park, Lafayette, the Spring Market in Wash Park as well. And then Estes Park. Celebrating something fun again. Their Duck Race Festival is this weekend.
That's where they dump all the ducks in the river, right?
And you can still adopt a duck for all of this stuff.
And then they float downstream and the moose and everything eat them. And then they find all these dead animals.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
That escalated quickly, huh? EPDuckRace.org
I'm just joking.
If you want to adopt a duck today.
Are those, they're the little ones, right?
Little rubber ducks, yeah. That you
How
put
do
in.
They collect all of
I'm
those?
I'm pretty sure there's like
a
barrier.
Net?
There's a
big
barrier
net.
That
gotta be
they
a net.
Put in and they collect it, yeah.
You don't want bears eating those.
They wouldn't do it if it was going to, you know.
Kill the environment around them.
Unless they're biodegradable. They are they made out of rice or something?
No, I don't think they are. No, I don't think they are. But it also, like, people get really excited about it. So, again, EPDuckRace.org.
Who are those people?
If you want, the duck people.
Who are those people that are like, you know what, I'm like my way up to Estes Park?
Quackers.
They are quackers.
They are.
Bunch
the
of quackers. Hey, is this the weekend where they put the ducks in the rivers?
Oh, yay!
Yay! I've been waiting all year for this. Honey, get my duck t-shirt.
I want a yellow one.
Put my yellow pants on. Yeah. Who are these people? What a bunch of weirdos. Yeah, they are. All right, there you go, guys. There's your Mile High Hype. You're up to date with JKJ.